learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter...
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The prime suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway could soon be on U.S. soil. The government's confirmed Peru, where Joren van der Sloot is being held, is allowing him to be extradited to the U.S. to be tried on unrelated charges. A number of Republican presidential candidates are in Iowa today for the annual Roast and Ride. Radio host Larry Elder appealing to supporters for donations.
As little as 10 bucks, just get me up there on that debate stage in Milwaukee. And once I do, game on, hold my beer.
There was one notable no-show, though, former President Trump. President Biden has signed the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023. It suspends the debt ceiling for 2 years, cuts federal spending, and averts what could have been the first government default. Firefighters in eastern Canada say they're making progress on wildfires burning in Nova Scotia. The smoke from these fires has drifted into the U.S. as far south as Virginia. This is ABC News. A Delta jet flying overseas was diverted to Canada when the pilot declared an emergency as passengers jumped from their seats to help subdue a man on board.
The Delta flight, with 261 passengers on board, diverted to Stephenville, Canada, as it flew from Paris to Detroit Metro Airport, the plane's captain radioing an emergency. A Canadian airport official telling ABC News affiliate WXYZ that a 34-year-old man from the United States was restrained by airline personnel before breaking free. 5 to 6 other passengers reportedly jumping in to help subdue the passengers before the flight landed. The unruly passenger arrested by Royal Canadian Mounted Police upon landing.
ABC's Zareen Shaw. State lottery ticket sales have nearly doubled since 2005, and that's raising concerns about how lotteries can fuel gambling addictions. A University of Maryland investigation found stores that sell lottery tickets are disproportionately clustered in lower-income communities. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over?
Try
and
some over local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That is Work, a double dip to kick off the 7 o'clock hour with Amblin's Ignition before that. Oh, Work, they're working hard. Next Saturday night with Porky's Groove Machine at the High Noon Saloon. That's the late show at the High Noon. I'm probably going to be there. I hope to see you as well. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight, 6 to midnight every Saturday night. Replay on Sunday. Get the podcast on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Our question of the night, when there are multiple shows in one night, like next Saturday, I got to decide where I'm going to go, although I think I'm going to go see Porky's Groove Machine and Work and the cancellations. But do you bounce around? Do you go to like one venue to the next venue to the next venue, or do you stay in one place and hang out? Give me a call right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. I'd like to hear your opinion on that. We got Andy Olson from the Marquette Waterfront Fest joining us soon. Plus, Bar Notes is just around the corner. We'll have details about Make Music Madison. Right now, Porky's Groove Machine. This is Spice Girls. This is original local music from Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio.
Tune into the club, shaking out the salt and pepper. Eyes are on this well-seasoned path. Who are these elder flowers shrouded in mystery? Oh, don't you recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary? They are the Spice Girls. Their style is in mint condition. Oh, you know you don't need a cardamom of a mom when a moves as sweet as cinnamon. Oh, they are the Spice Girls, muy caliente. They're not here to give you sage advice. They came out to spice up the night.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a quirky name is Slippy. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, and fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day, legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to get them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up years at Hala Fred's toes. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you gotta rent her, but chucks, so you know she's master in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life as St. Jude's coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around. Cause they're the Spice Girls.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pain. I gotta listen with a wide open heart.
Sync Radio, we are local music. Brand new Dana Perry. The name of the album is called Now and Again. That was Everything Moving. Make Music Madison is happening June 21st all over the city of Madison. Make Music Day is worldwide. Here in Madison, organizer Mary Rose Eckbert hit the goal of 500 shows, thanks to all of you. 500 shows booked in Madison on June 21st. Think about that just for a second, okay? Make sure you join us for one of those shows, the Max Inc. Radio Civic Media Stage, happening June 21st, 3 p.m. at our brand new studio, 202 State Street. That's right by the Comedy Club, or at the Comedy Club, State and Dayton. We'll have the stage right on the sidewalk. It will be Eddie Berth, Sunspot, and Dana Perry. Make Music Madison at the Max Inc. Radio Civic Media Stage, June 21st, 3 p.m. Hope to see you there. We got Andy Olson from Marquette Waterfront Festival joining us in just a moment. Plus, we'll have Bar Notes. One of the bands playing at the Marquette Waterfront Festival on Sunday is the People Brothers Band. Their new album is called Sisters and Brothers. Here's their song, Living My Best Life, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Woke up feeling good today. Been in the sunshine, kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Listen, wanna refresh my soul. Getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Cause I'm living my best life. To the outside air, taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life. I've got fire. Let me be your igniter. Elevating higher, living my love I'm giving, yeah, and the song I sing, I'm living my best life. I'm living my best
listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. Hey folks, Jimmy K here with Bar Notes. I'm filling in for Terry Barr tonight, who is on a well-deserved vacation. The last Facebook post from Terry showed that she's in Greece, searching for the perfect gyro. Good luck, Terry, and have fun. Tonight's first note is a recap of the world's largest Bratfest that was here in Madison last weekend. According to Bratfest.com, 105,273 brats were sold this year. That's down from the all-time record set back in 2010, with 209,376 total brats sold. Other fun facts are that on three stages, there was 75 live music acts with more than 100 hours of free music. And since 1983, the world's largest Bratfest has raised more than $2 million for local charities. Thank you, Bratfest, for another great year, and we'll see you again in 2024. Our second note of the night is our opportunity to wish you a happy Pride Month. The concept of Pride Month began at the Stonewall Riots, in a series of riots for gay liberation that took place over several days beginning June 28, 1969. The riots began after a police raid at the Stonewall Inn, a gay bar located within Lower Manhattan in New York City. Today, Pride Month is celebrated all over the world and all over our lovely state of Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Pride Fest at Summerfest Grounds is just wrapping up with a firework display starting shortly, plus Pride Parade tomorrow in Milwaukee. Wausau Pride was earlier today, too. The Central Wisconsin Pride Fest in Harrison, Wisconsin is June 15th through the 18th. Point Pride Festival is happening next Saturday, June 10th, at the Biffner Pioneer Park in Stevens Point. The Fond du Lac Pride Picnic is June 25th at Lakeside Park. And here in Madison, there's a ton of events happening throughout the month. One event spills over into August, the Outreach Magic Pride Festival. It's Saturday, August 20th at Warner Park. Happy Pride, y'all. And our last note of the night is a good news, bad news, good news deal. The good news, the final round of the Best of Madison is live right now. You can go vote for your favorite bars, restaurants, services, even your best radio team. That brings us to the bad news. Rocker Terry Barr and I did not make the cut for the radio team category. I, of course, think this is fake news and the whole thing is rigged, right? But the good news is that Civic Media has a couple of horses in the race. The host of the Devil's Advocates, Dom and Kroot, they made the list for the best radio team. All they need is 11,780 votes, and they could win. Cast your votes now for the Best of Madison, and vote for Dom and Kroot for the best radio team. Then be sure to listen to the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons at 4 here on Civic Media. That is your Bar Notes for Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. For Terry Barr, I am Jimmy K., and this is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Rock on! Wisconsin is coming to Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. 10 outstanding statewide high school and middle school grade bands will be rocking out on the Generac Power Stage June 23 and 24, competing for cool Rockonson prizes. Check out these cool bands that will be hitting the stage by going to rockonsin.org. Rockonson is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and also made possible by Max Inc. Radio. Rockonson, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin, produced by Dennis Graham Associates.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Good. For a better world.
It's time for the 34th annual Marquette Waterfront Festival. Saturday, June 10th and Sunday, June 11th at Yahara Place Park in Madison. The Marquette Waterfront Festival is the official curtain riser to the East Side's glorious season of summer festivals. This year featuring a hot mix of local talent touring national acts on two stages. Plus local vendors, food, beer, wine, kids games, and so much more. It's the Marquette Waterfront Festival, June 10th and 11th at Yahara Place Park in Madison. Hosted by the Marquette Neighborhood Association.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a great evening. Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Jimmy K. with you on a Saturday night. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 if you'd like to join us. But first, we're going to say hello to our good friend Andy Olson from the Marquette Waterfront Festival and the Marquette Neighborhood Association to tell us about the Waterfront Festival that's coming up. Andy, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for everything you guys do for independent music, especially in the area. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You know, we're going to talk about the Waterfront Festival in just a second. Let's talk about the Marquette Neighborhood Association first and the services that you offer to our community. Talk about the mission and what you guys do over there.
It's really a unique opportunity for people to really get involved with community, sort of a capital C. The festivals are what are the engine that really drive our entire structure of our neighborhood. The formula developed in the early years of these events, and local business partners are enlisted to help sponsor our festivals, including Orton Park and, as you mentioned, the Marquette neighborhood. The proceeds from the festivals allow us to undertake community projects such as providing grants for neighborhood improvement projects, funding critical programming through nearby nonprofits, and we give scholarships to college-bound teens, both at Shabazz and at East High School, as well as the festival pays for Near East Side public arts projects and other social events.
You know, I was surfing the website earlier, and I saw that you have these really cool ball caps that say, was it East Madison or East Side Madison, right?
Yeah.
For 20 bucks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Put my name on one of those hats. When I see, I want to buy one of those. How do people get the merch? And I'm sure that money helps the neighborhood association.
It sure does. Those caps, those very caps, Jimmy, will be for sale at the festival starting a week from today, on the 10th in Yahara Park at the Marquette Festival. And, you know, we forget that East High School is called East Side High School. It says so right on the front door, East Side High School.
Well, you know, we're lazy, you know.
But there's an East Side pride, and that hat says it all, doesn't it?
It sure does. And you're right about the pride. Even though I live on the North Side, but I grew up on the East Side, there's lots of pride there.
North Side youngsters go to East High School. So
right.
The North Side is the East Side as far as we're concerned.
They kind of blend together for sure. Andy Olson here from the Marquette Waterfront Festival and the Marquette Neighborhood Association. Tell us the history behind the Waterfront Festival, Andy.
Well, to tell you that, it would almost have to lead me to telling you the history of the Neighborhood Association itself.
Sure.
MNA, Marquette Neighborhood Association, was formed in the late 60s. Paid membership, neighborhood, elected board, and just looking after the social well-being. Almost a New Orleans feel there, Jimmy, to tell you the truth. In the 1980s, Marquette Neighborhood Association took charge of organizing the Orton Park Festival, which many of your listeners will know. Mm-hmm. That was our first festival, an end of the summer neighborhood tradition that goes back to 1965.
Wow.
And under MNA, Orton grew from its origins as a kind of a neighborhood picnic where neighbors would drag grills into the park and listen to a few sets by local musicians, which is cool, to what what it is now, a multi-day festival featuring local, regional, and national touring acts. And then in 1990, the association looked into and founded a second festival, added over to the quieter Lakeside Park at Yajira Place, which became the Waterfront Festival. We've been doing it every year since 1990.
It's a great story, some great history there. And Yajira Place Park is a beautiful park. It's at the convergence of the Yajira River and Lake Monona. Really cool. The festival, the Marquette Waterfront Festival, is happening next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, June 10th and 11th. So 2 days. There's two stages. Andy, there's a lot of bands coming. We don't have time to go through the entire list, but who are some of the ones that you're really excited to see?
Oh, God. I'm in charge of booking the talent for the main stage. But I'm really happy, Jimmy, that you mentioned that we do have two stages. If I could just orient people quickly, they're spread out west and east. Next to the river will be the Cottonwood stage, and then on the main stage. But to answer your question, a week from tonight, Sun Stereo from Beloit, which is an outrageous circus sort of March 4th marching band. People know that band. It's a kind of a performance art, huge act with dancers and fire eaters, and it's going to get the crowd really alive. For the final act of Saturday night, the closer will be the Rumble, which is a powerful horn-driven band from New Orleans in the Indian parade tradition from New Orleans, Louisiana. And then on Sunday, I'm really excited about a band that's actually been a long favorite of mine, an extraordinarily rowdy band from Paducah, Kentucky, called the Legendary Shack Shakers, which will really upset a lot of people in a good way. And then our closer on Sunday night, a week from tomorrow, will be the Heavy from the United Kingdom. They just came off a gig on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Nice. The Heavy, they're really good, of course. So lots of music, two stages. There's some other activities besides food that kind of caught my eye. First of all, the vendors. There's going to be a lot of vendors and food trucks there, I understand, as well.
There are. And that kind of gets back to the community word. All from the Near East Side and longtime and new vendors, too. We have what we call sort of the vendors bazaar in the middle of the park. Cafe Costa Rica, Chocolate Shop, which is, as you know, has been a tremendous supporter of East Side community and social events. Curd Girls, another one, El Sabor de Puebla, Ember, Ernie's Kettle Corn, La Lang Zang, the family has been a huge supporter of our festivals for many years. M&J Jamaican, Monsoon Thai Food will be there. Wilmar will sell pizza. There'll be even some sweets on Sunday from Wonder Cookie. If you're hungry or thirsty, it's going to be a great weekend.
Plenty there, too. All right, a couple fun things here. Tell me quickly about the Dandelion Dash.
You know, you got to see it to believe it. This is a kid's race, and it goes back to the very beginning of the festival itself. The Dandelion Dash is a nice name for a children's race. It's only about 100 yards.
Well, they're kids, you know.
So many races.
Yeah. You have to keep. If it was 101 yards, the kids would lose attention and run off somewhere else. It would be pandemonium. What about the
calibrated?
Right. What about the Zany Boat Parade?
Well, that's become, I think, one of Madison's most penultimate events. The Fool's Flotilla is what it's called, and this is where hundreds of people on kayaks, canoes, bands play live with generators on pontoon boats. Everyone is in costume. It starts at Tenney Park around 8 or 9 in the morning on Sunday the 11th, and the Fool's Flotilla floats down the river and lands on the shore of the festival. It's just a wonderful tradition for families and children paddling and on motorboats and canoes, and that's the Fool's Flotilla on Sunday. So much fun!
I love it.
And that's sponsored by the River Alliance. I would like to say that.
And real quick, tell us about some of the top tier sponsors that are making this event possible for the Marquette Waterfront Fest.
I really appreciate you asking that. because people think this happens with pixie dust, and it doesn't. With cash.
Okay.
And our longest standing partner, of course, is the Willie Street Co-op, and then Lauer Realty, a tremendous friend to the Waterfront Festival, Heartland Credit Union, and the Elks Lodge, 410, are our primary premier vendors or premier sponsors.
Well, we appreciate all their support in the community with a capital C. I love how you said that. It's so important. Andy Olson, thank you so much for what you do and for the festivities and the hard work that you do. It's going to be a fun time. Next weekend is Marquette Waterfront Festival, June 10th and 11th. Two stages, lots of fun for the whole family. Stop down and say hi and spend some hard-earned money and keep it in the community. Andy,
hey, Jimmy, I hope that we'll see you. I hope we'll see you down there.
I'm going to try to make it down. I'm off next Saturday. I'm Rob Roberts is here, and I got the weekend off.
Oh.
Going camping on Sunday.
Right.
It's going to be a good time.
Okay.
Hey, Andy, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you for the attention.
You're welcome. Let's play this band. They're playing at the Marquette Waterfront Festival. It's Old Soul Society on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
shake the blue away. Hey. Come on out. But just shake it, baby. Shake that blues away.
Insert coin.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
Maxi Radio, we are local music. The Earthlings there from area or from Peace and Anarchy, that's Area 51. They're playing the main stage at the Marquette Riverfront Festival on June 10th. Go see them right now. Love the Earthlings. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Also by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned restaurant with great beer, great food, outdoor seating, plus live music. Get the full details at fullmilebeercompany.com. We got Carrie Osborne coming in, talk about the Mama finalist parties that are happening very soon, plus the Mamas itself. We'll tell you all about that. We got the Maxine calendar update just around the corner. And we'll do a double dip of Miles Nielsen. We'll do one song of his and also another song from an artist where Miles is featured in. Who could I be talking about there, huh? Stick around and find out. Plus, love to hear from you, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You know, Madison Malone, she's living out in L.A. She's coming to Madison, though. She'll be at the Burr Oak with Althena Grace on Wednesday, June 21st. Here's her latest single called Quiet Down. Madison Malone on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Quiet down, keep it low. No need to tell them who you are. Wear the mask, they won't know if you love them or him or her. I don't believe that love could be a sin. Why not show you within her arms, they can't tell me the way I'm living. Does anyone harm if there's a God? I'm sure they brought you to me. Wanna show
to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
ABC News. I'm Darren.